Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Ches. We left off on the second line of the page on Daf Ayin Ches Amir Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by very many sponsors, and we thank all of them very, very much. We're so appreciative of all the people who sponsor. It's sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Sponsored Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, anonymously. It's also sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yuda Aryeh, Ben Chaim, Tuvia Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yishol Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Fush Lehmet, Fager Peril, Bas Dvar Rivka. It's sponsored by the Gerlernt, Morris, Snittau, and other Bergenfield Tinek families for Fush Lehmet, for Shira, Bas Dvar Aleah. Sponsored by Margie and David Sack, in honor of Gavriel's Hanachas Tefillin, Mazel Tov. It's also sponsored L'Refuah Shleima for Sar Rivka Basinda Bela and Yael Esther Malka Bashlima Rachel. Also by the Snittau family, L'Zchus L'Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bashashana. Also by Dr. Harold Lasky in honor of the Yahrzeit of his father Philip Lasky, L'Va Shalom. Also by Karen and Marky Benson, commemorating the Yahrzeit of Karen's grandmother Rose Foreman, Rezel Rachel Bas Aryeh Leib, L'Va Shalom, Allah Shalom, whose Yahrzeit is today, the 25th of Shvat. And finally, also in honor of the Yahrzeit site of Judith Fessel Goldsman, Yehudis Bas Shimshon and Neshamashav Aliyah, by her grandson and grandsons-in-law. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to get in the second line of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. And yesterday we discussed how it is that Rabbi Yoshua might be against our Mishnah or might be reconciled with our Mishnah. So today it's Rabbi Yossi's turn. We're going to try to demonstrate how Rabbi Yossi's opinion might be reconciled with our Mishnah about bringing Karbanos B'tumah, but ultimately, although we're going to have two different attempts to reconcile Rabbi Yossi with our Mishnah, ultimately we're going to say it just cannot be reconciled that Rabbi Yossi is against our Mishnah. And then we're going to continue our discussion of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is going to give five suggestions. Remember yesterday we had this brisa where Rabbi Yossi just seemed to talk out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. He kept on saying, I paskin like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua about Zvachim and about Menachos. It seemed like he was just saying that everybody's right about everything when they're clearly arguing with each other. So the Gemara is going to have five suggestions as to what Rabbi Yossi meant when he was saying all of those things. Then on the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about a Karban Pesach of an individual that became partially Tameh, and we're going to distinguish between a case where the meat becomes Tameh and a case where the Chelev becomes Tameh. And the Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Nassan's opinion that the Karban Pesach can be kosher even if you don't eat the Karban Pesach. Even if something goes wrong and you're unable to eat the Karban Pesach, doesn't necessarily passel the Karban. So we're going to try to figure out whether Rabbi Nassan must be the author of three different brisos that also seem to downplay the importance of the eating of the Karban Pesach in terms of the hechsher of the Karban Pesach, of the kashrus of that Karban Pesach. So let's begin at Neima Masnisin, the second line of the page on Daf Ayin Chesam Lal. So Neima Masnisin, Lord Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Yossi. Ditanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer Tzitz Meratzeh L'Achilos. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Tzitz is Meratzeh. It allows for the kashrus of the part of the Karban that gets eaten. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eina Tzitz Meratzeh L'Achilos. Rabbi Yossi says that the Tzitz doesn't do anything for the chelek of the Karban that gets eaten. So Kasal Kadaitin Midkamer, Rabbi Yossi, that Eina Tzitz Meratzeh L'Achilos, that Rabbi Yeshua Svirulei. It must be that Rabbi Yossi says that the Tzitz does nothing for the Achilos, for the part of the Karban that gets eaten. He must hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Bin Antarti, Rabbi Yeshua from yesterday, who says that Imein Basar Ein Dam, Imein Dam Ein Basar, that the two parts of the carbon are very much connected to each other, and without one that's kosher, the other one's not going to be kosher either. So if that's the case, Neima Hashem Asisin, the Lok Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Yossi, because our Mishnah listed five karbanos that are brought betuma, and we said that the tzitz is not meratzeh on the ochlin, on the part of the carbon that gets eaten. So the basar's not going to be ra'ui. So if the basar's not going to be ra'ui, the whole carbon shouldn't be ra'ui. So how could in our Mishnah, how can we say in our Mishnah that these five karbanos are brought betuma? So says Gemara, lo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elezer Svirulei, da amar dam aval bishain basar. Who says that just because Rabbi Yossi says ein tzitz meratzeh l'achilos, that he necessarily means, that he necessarily also holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that a main basar ein dam. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Elezer, that ein achinami, the tzitz is not meratzeh l'achilos, and therefore the basar is no good, but just because ein basar doesn't mean there's a problem with the dam. You could still bring the carbon, you could still be zorik the dam of the carbon, and that's why our Mishnah said the carbon is kosher. Says Gemara, yeah, but if that's the case, ihachi lemay hilch say that it's meratzeh l'achilos. What's the halachic ramification of the tzitz not being meratzeh l'achilos if it has no implications for the kashrus of the carbon anyway? Because even though ein basar yesh dam, we could still still say that the dam is going to be kosher. So says Gemara L'taymeich. Well, if you're going to ask such questions, Rabbi Lazar da'amar, Hatzitz meratza, according to Rabbi Lazar, that the tzitz is meratza al achilos, given damar dam, avil bishayin basar, since Rabbi Eliezer holds that the dam is valid without the basar, hatzitz meratza al achilos my hilchasa. Why is it important that the tzitz is meratza al achilos? I don't need the tzitz to be meratza al achilos. The carbon is going to be kosher anyway. Ela lemikbe bepigul ulafuke midemi ilaka miflagi. So it must be that you have to say that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi are not arguing whether the tzitz is meratza al achilos as far as the carbon that whose basar becomes tamei, that you're allowed to be zorik the dam. No, they're arguing as far as being koveya as pigul, that if the kohen, while he's doing one of the avodos, the halacha sadam, the zrika sadam, he has a machshava to do one of the other avodos of the karban after the zman that you're allowed to do the avodah, or to eat it beyond the zman that you're allowed to eat the karban. So is the meat of that karban going to be pigul? Is someone who eats that meat going to be chayiv kares? And lafuke midei me'ila, to make to allow the zrika sadam to take away the me'ila status. That's what they're arguing about, that the yisur of pigul is not going to be chal on the basar. The rule of pigul is, the number one rule of pigul is, that pigul is a terrible psul, it's the worst, you're chayiv kares, it's awful. But something can only become pigul if everything else is in line. Everything else is good about the carbon. If there's already another problem, if there's already another psul, then if all the matirim are not in order, then something does not become pigul. And also, basar will not lose its mi'ila status unless it's tahar. So Rabbi Lazar sover meratza tzitzi lavei umash v'le kitar. So when Rabbi Lazar says that the tzitz is meratza alachilos, he's telling us that basar is still, that everything else is still in order, and if everything else is still in order, so it could become pigle. If everything else is still in order, that basar is okay, and therefore v'kavale b'pigle umapakle mide mi'ila, and it's not going to be subject to mi'ila anymore. Rabbi Yossi savor, but Rabbi Yossi says lo meratza tzitzi lavei, the tzitz is not meratza on the basar, v'lo mashvile k'tahar, and therefore you cannot view the basar as if it's tahar, v'lo kavale b'pigle, and therefore since there's a problem with the basar, you can't have pigle, because pigle is only when there are no other problems other than your machsheves pigul. V'lo ma'apik le midei mi'ila. And it also, the zrika sadam will not take away the mi'ila status. So you see that there is such a chilik, there is a ramification to the fact that the tzitz is not meratza al achilos with regard to pigul and with regard to mi'ila. So you don't have to say that Rabbi Yossi necessarily holds like Rabbi Yoshua, that a main basar ein dam. You could say that he holds like Rabbi Lazar, that even a main basar, yesh dam. So our Mishnah that says you could bring Karbanos Tzibur Betumah fits nicely with Rabbi Yossi. We don't have to say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Even if you say Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah is still not going to work with Rabbi Yossi. Maskevlar of Mari, Nihi Nami, to Rabbi Yossi, Savak Rabbi Eliezer. Granted, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer that you could be Zorik the Dam even when the Basar is not Ra'ui, but still our Mishnah is not going to work because Bishlam is Vachem. Our Mishnah gave five examples of karbanos that could be brought betumah. Not all of these karbanos are going to work according to Rabbi Yossi, because I understand by the zvachim that we mentioned, the animal sacrifices that we mentioned in our Mishnah, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, the tzitz is not meratz on the ochlim, but ikadam. Even so, even though there's no ochel, but ikadam, there's still the dam will still be meratza. It will still work. So there's a chelek of the karban that's valid. And even by some of the menachos that we spoke about, Omer Nami Ika Kometz, by the Omer also, even if you disqualify the part of the Omer that gets eaten, but there's still the Kemitza, so there's still some other part to be valid to speak of. Lechem Apanim Nami Ika Bazichin, and even by the Lechem Apanim, there's some part of the, even if you disqualify all of the parts of the Lechem Apanim that get eaten, which is all 12 loaves, right? They all get eaten, but still there are the Bezichei Lavona that go on the Shulchan together with the Lechem Apanim that gets, that's still kosher. That still goes on the mizbech, so that's still that goes together with the shulchan with the lechem on the shulchan. Still, your makterit legavoa, so that's still kosher. Ella, but there's a fifth one that we mentioned. Shtei alechem ma'ika lemeimar. Shtei alechem is entirely eaten. So if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Yossi that the tzitz is not meratz al achilos, so the part of the carbon that gets nechal is disqualified. There's nothing left by Shnei Alechem for the Mishnah to say that it's still a kosher or karban. So that's why our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi, because the Mishnah gave the example of Shnei Alechem. The entirety of the Shnei Alechem gets eaten. V'chitema l'kari v'mahen. No, maybe you're going to tell me when we say Shnei Alechem, we don't really mean the Shnei Alechem. We mean the kivsei atzeres that are brought together with the Shnei Alechem. That's the shchita of those kivsei atzeres is mekadesh the lechem, so they're linked with each other. So being zorik, the dam of the kvasim, is matir the lechem ba'achila normally. So you could bring a petumah, even according to Rabbi Yossi, even though because it sits as meratza on the dam of those kvasim, even though that which is eaten is disqualified. Well, hainu shal netzibur, but we already listed the kivsei atzeres as another item on the list, as a different item on the list in our Mishnah. We had five karbanos in our Mishnah, which we said that could be brought betumah. But if you're going to tell me that when we say shtei alechem, we really only mean kivsei atzeres, then im kein havelu arba'a v'anon chamisha tnan, then there are really only four karbanos that are brought betumah, because the shtei alechem is not really brought betumah. It's only the kivsei atzeres that we're referring to, but we mentioned the kivsei atzeres separately, and the Mishnah said specifically that there are five. Elik sav Rabbi Yossi tumah hutra betzibur. So you have to say that Rabbi Yossi holds that tumah hutra betzibur, it's not tuchuya. You don't even need ritzoy tzitz in order to be makrav betumah. So therefore, even if, though the tzitz is not meratz al achilos, the shtei alechem could be brought betumah. So I asked the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yossi holds tumah hutra betzibur? Va'atanya, we have a brisa when it talks about the kohen who's sorif the para aduma and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, that there would be mafresh the two of them. There would be mafresh a kohen who's sorif the para aduma, and they'd be mafresh a kohen gadol before Yom Kippur for 7 days to elishcha in the Beis Hamikdash, where he'd sort of be quarantined, which was a word we never really knew what it meant until this year, but he would be quarantined for 7 days. The Gemara in Yuma actually bears mentioning, the Gemara in Yuma is a machlokas, how I know that there is such a halacha, that he has to be set aside for 7 days, and one of the shitos is that we learned it from yesterday's parsha. The shita of Rabbi Yochanan is that we learned it from the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, where Aaron Ubanov were separated to the Oel Moed, that says by Shiva Simei HaMiluim, but the shita of Reish Lakish in the beginning of Maseches Yuma is we learn from the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, v'yishkan kvod Hashem al Har Sinai v'echaseyu ha'anan sheshes yamim v'yikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated before he entered the Machne Shechina. So you see that anyone who's nichnas the Machne Shechina requires prisha, and that's what we learn, that there's these 7 days of separation. But echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether we're talking about the kohen who's sorif the paraduma, or whether we're talking about the kohen gadol in advance of Yom Kippurim, he goes through a tahara process. Mazen olav kol shiva. We sprinkle on him the Efer Paraduma throughout the 7 days, for the 7 days of his quarantine. Mikol chatol shayisham, from all of the paraduma ashes that they happen to have there in the Beis Hamikdash. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mazal lovel shlishi yushvi'i blavad. You don't need to be mazal all 7 days. You only need shlishi yushvi'i. You only need to sprinkle on him in the third and the seventh day in order for him to become tahar. So you see in the brisa that according to Rabbi Yossi, he needs to go through a tahara process. Ben v'isal gadai tukas of Rabbi Yossi tumah hutra betzibur, lamali azal klal. But v'yol tumah hutra betzibur, why do I need to be mitayer him? Let him stay tame. It doesn't matter. It's tumah hutra betzibur. You wouldn't need to be mazal kohen gadol. The kabbonos of Yom Kippurim are so what kind of chumra is this to go and be mazim? So you see that Rabbi Yossi must hold tuma is techuya betzibur, and therefore you have to try your best to make sure that the kohen gadol is tar. So we have to conclude ultimately that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi, that there's no way to reconcile our Mishnah with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So now says the Gemara, that we had quoted Rabbi Yossi yesterday in a brisa where Rabbi Yossi said a whole bunch of contradictory things. So Rabbi Yossi mizaki lebe trehu. Rabbi Yossi talks out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. He says two opposite things at the same time. Did Tanya, because the brisa we saw yesterday says, I think both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are right about animal karbanos. And both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are both right about menachos. I think Rabbi Lezer is right that the dam is kosher even when the basar Basar's not. And if Rabbi Shua b'zvachim shayim remain Basar ain't dam. And Rabbi Shua is right that that one can't be kosher without the other. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Menachah shayim omer kometz al b'shein shem shirayim. I think Rabbi Elazar is right that the kometz is not going to be kosher, that the kometz can be kosher even when there's no shirayim. V'divrei Rabbi Shua ben Menachah shayim omer remain shem shirayim and kometz, remain kometz and shirayim. I think Rabbi Shua is right that the kometz and the shirayim are dependent on each other, that one can't be kosher without the other. So what's going on? How can everybody be right when they're saying directly opposed opinions? So Amalei, so Mistavra Kamar. So the first answer the Gemara says, maybe Mistavra Kamar. Rabbi Yossi simply meant that the Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, applies both by Zvachim and by Menachos. He's not taking a stand on which opinion is correct. He's saying they're both going to hold their shittos, both by Zvachim and by Menachos. Meaning we had tried to have a Hava Mini yesterday that wouldn't be so, that maybe Rabbi Yeshua only said his opinion by Zvachim, not by Menachos. So we're saying Mistavra Kamar, that they both hold their opinions by both. When we're talking about Zvachim, we say, oh, just like they're arguing about Zvachim, you should know they still argue about Menachos as well. And Kikai b'Menachos, when he was learning Menachos, Amr Mistavra Kiyechi d'Pligi b'Menachos, Pligi Nami b'Zvachim. So he would say, just like they argue about Menachos, they argue about Zvachim as well. So Amr Lei, Rav Yosef challenges Abaye, Hateinach, that makes a lot of sense, that is for Rabbi Yossi to say that I think Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua disagree about Menachos as well, that Kikai b'Zvachim, Amr Stavra Kiyechi d'Pligi b'Zvachim, Pligi Nami b'Menachos, that when he's holding in Zvachim, he's going to say, oh yeah, they also argue about Menachos. Because if you remember from yesterday's daf, the psukim that they used to darshan to learn their shittos were all psukim about zvachim. What were the psukim? Vasisa olosecha habasar v'adam v'dam zvachecho yishafeich. Right, those were the psukim that we were using to derive the shittos of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. Those are clearly psukim by zvachim. So I understand you're going to be holding in zvachim. You're going to talk about the shittos of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, what they're each based on. You can say, oh, by the way, these principles carry over to Menachos. That makes sense. El kikai b'Menachos, Amr Stav k'yech d'plig b'Menachos, pligi nami b'zvachim, v'kikai b'zvachim d'chsivi. But how could you say when you're learning Menachos and you're learning the shittos from Lezer of Yeshua, you're going to say, oh yeah, and they also disagree by zvachim? What do you mean also? The psukim that they're based on are all in zvachim. If you're really learning shittos from Lezer of Yeshua, you're learning about zvachim. You're not learning about Menachos. So how does that part of the Brisa make sense? Elulo Kasha says, Gemara, we need to move on to a second approach as to what Rabbi Yossi meant when he said this contradictory Brisa. Roani is Divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Nitma v'Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Avod v'Saruf. No, maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant is that he's going to paskin like Rabbi Elazar that the carbon could be brought even if the edible part is pasul, only when the psul that we're talking about is a psul tumah. It's a tumah problem that could be solved with the tzitz. But if the problem with the edible part is not tumah, the problem with the edible part is that it's gone, it's lost, it's burnt, or something like that, then I'm going to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that im ein basar, ein dam. So I paskin like Rabbi Lezer that if the basar is tumay, the dam is still okay. But I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that im ein basar, if the basar is just gone, then the dam is not going to be okay. So benitma my taima, why is it that he's going to paskin that if it becomes tamei that Rabbi Eliezer is correct that the dam is still going to be okay mishum to meratzi tzitz because the tzitz is meratzah? But Hashem le Rabbi Yossi domer ein tzitz meratzah alachilos. But I thought Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is not meratzah alachilos and the basar and the shirayim, those are all achilos. Ella lo kasha. So says Gemara, okay, we need to come on to a third approach as to what Rabbi Yossi meant when he said all these contradictory things. Roani es divrei Rabbi Elazar. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer by a carbon tzibur, that if the edible part of a carbon tzibur becomes tameh, we're still going to be makshir the dam. But he holds like Rabbi Yeshua about a carbon yachid, that Rabbi Yeshua would say that if the edible part of a carbon yachid became tameh, then the dam is not going to be kosher either. Which, by the way, and when we were trying to reconcile Rabbi Yeshua with our Mishnah, we said even Rabbi Yeshua only said the final conclusion conclusion yesterday was that even Rabbi Yeshua only meant it about a carbon yachid. He never would have said it about a carbon tzibur, because even Rabbi Yeshua holds tumah sutra b'tzibur. That was the last thing we said yesterday. So now the Gemara is assuming that no, Rabbi Yeshua does not agree, but at least when Rabbi Yossi is talking, he makes this distinction that we attributed to Rabbi Yeshua himself yesterday. So says Gemara, yeah, but that doesn't work either, because b'tzibur my taima. Why is it by a tzibur that the shirayim are the basar and the shirayim are not ma'akev, that the ne'echal, the part of the carbon that gets eaten, is not ma'akev, even though it is ma'akev by a carbon yachid? Mishum tumah hutra b'tzibur. It must be because you're a holding of the principle of tumah hutra b'tzibur. But really, Rabbi Yossi holds tumah hutra b'tzibur? Chada d'sham that Rabbi Yossi damer tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur. We already proved that Rabbi Yossi holds tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur. Remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one that told us that you need to be metar the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur. If tumah hutra b'tzibur, you shouldn't need to be mazah on the Kohen Gadol by Yom HaKippurim. Va'od, and another reason that we cannot say that Rabbi Yossi is mechalik between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid, his ibet tzibur of Lazar Machshir velo Rabbi Yeshua. If Rabbi Yossi says that I think Rabbi Lazar is correct by a carbon tzibur, he's implying that they still argue by a carbon tzibur, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua do not say the same thing by a carbon tzibur. Is that true? V'amr b'tzibur afil Rabbi Yeshua molde. Our conclusion in yesterday's daf was that even Rabbi Yeshua agrees by a carbon tzibur, that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So Ella, we need to move on to a different fourth possible explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Ro'ani divrei Rabbi Lazar b'di'eved, divrei Rabbi Yeshua l'chadchila. That maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to pass like Rabbi Yeshua as a l'chadchila matter. As a l'chadchila matter, if it becomes tameh, you cannot be zorik the dam. But if the avoda were already done, you already were zorik the dam, even after the basar became tameh, then it'll pass like Rabbi Eliezer. The b'di'eved, it's going to be kosher. So d'eved, afil Rabbi Yeshua nami modu, the k'tani modu Rabbi Yeshua, shim zorik kortza. But wait a second, in a b'di'eved situation, even Rabbi Yeshua would be moda that it works. So how can you say that you're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer in a b'di'eved situation? Rabbi Yeshua also paskens like Rabbi Eliezer in a b'di'eved situation. So the Gemara therefore says we have to say a fifth and final interpretation of what Rabbi Yossi meant when he was paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Yeshua, by Zvach and by Menachos. He was going in both directions at the same time. What did he mean when he said that? So the Gemara says, ha betuma ha ba'avod v'saruf. Ki katani mod Rabbi Yeshua shem zara kortza benitma av lo v'sarv lo ki kam Rabbi Yossi ro anisiv Rabbi Lezer b'di'eved ba'avod v'sarv. That maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to pass like Rabbi Lezer b'di'eved, but only when the problem is that it's gone, that the ne'echal is lost or burnt, that's where he's going to say, okay, b'di'eved, I pass like Rabbi Lezer. But when the problem is one of tuma, you don't need to pass like Rabbi Lezer b'di'eved. He's going to pass like Rabbi Lezer even l'chachila, because even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that to Rabbi Lezer when the issue is one of Tumah. So when the issue is one of Tumah, you don't even need a psak to say that like Rabbi Eliezer. But when the issue is one of Avud Vesaruf, so then I need to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, because that's the case where Rabbi Yeshua, in fact, is going to disagree. Okay, so now we begin a new Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. The previous Mishnah we spoke about Karbanos Tzibur that are brought b'Tumah and how they're different than Karban Pesach. That all the other Karbanos Tzibur that brought betumah, they do not get eaten, but a carbon pesach, because the primary point of a carbon pesach is to eat. So even when it's brought betumah, it gets eaten. So now we're going to have another distinction between carbon pesach and other carbonos tzibur. So one of the dinim of a carbon is they have to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach, and that's what affects the kapara of the carbon, and that's what's matir the basar la'achila. That's what's matir the emurim lahakrava, to bring the emurim on the mizbeach. But when the basa and the emurin are not ra'oi for it to be eaten or burnt on the mizbeach, they became tamei, they got lost. So we already learned that you have machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Lezer holds you zorik the dam even though the basa is not there, that I don't care about the basa, the dam is still valid, and the bailam is yotze with the carbon. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, im ein basar, ein dam. If the basa is not available, the basa is not going to be valid, then the dam is not going to be able to be zorik. But if only one of them became tamei, let's say either the basar or the chilev, but not both. So then even Rabbi Yeshua would say you could still be zarik the dam, because the zrikas hadam will still have an impact on one of them. Meaning, let's say there's nothing to eat anymore, all the ochlin, that's destroyed, but there's still chilev to be makter in the mizbeach. So do the zrikas hadam so that you can be makter the chilev on the mizbeach, or vice versa. The chilev is all gone, but there's still that the parts basar to be eaten. So Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you could still be zarik the dam. So now this Mishnah talks about if one of them becomes tameh, how the Korban Pesach is different than other Korbanos. Nitma Basar v'chelev kayam, if only the Basar of the Korban Pesach becomes Tameh. But the chelev of the Korban Pesach that's supposed to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach is still around, it's still Betara and never became Tameh. Eino Zorik es Adam. Unlike other Korbanos, you cannot be Zorik the Dam. Nitma chelev ha-Basar kayam, but if the chelev is what became Tameh and the Basar is still around, then Zorik es Adam. For the sake of Achila, you could be Zorik the Dam. Ubi Mukdashim, but when it comes to other Korbanos, Eino Kain. El Aflish Nitma Basar v'Achelev Kayim Zorik es Adam. By all other Korbanos, I don't care which one is still around, as long as either the Chelev or the Basar is still around, you could be Zorik the Dam when it comes to other Korbanos. It's only by a Korban Pesach where we're going to say that if the Basar became Tameh, even if the Chelev is still around, so that's it, you cannot be Zorik the Dam. So Amrav Gidol Amrav Im Zorak Hurtza. That even though we say in our Mishnah that if the Basar of the Korban Pesach became Tameh, you cannot be Zorik the Dam. If you did, it works. And you're Yotze, you're Korban. So, Vabina Nachila. But wait a second. Don't you need to have an Achila of the Korban Pesach in order to be Yotze? Says, well, no, Achila lo ma'akva. But the Achila is not ma'akiv, the kapara that the Korban achieves. And therefore, even if it's not Raila Achila at the time you do the Zrika, you're at least Yotze, your mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Ayavoksiv ishlufi achlo. What do you mean that the Achila doesn't matter? Korban Pesach we're talking about over here. Says Ishlu Fiachlot Choswal Aser. So the mitzvah. That's just a mitzvah lechachila. But b'diavad, even without achila, it's going to be kosher. Says, really? Ula akiv lo is achila not ma'akiv the Korban Pesach v'atanya. But we had a brisa when it talks about designating the Korban Pesach. So he said b'michsas, right? That b'michsas nefashos Ishlu Fiachlot Choswal Aser. So we darshin that melamit shein a Pesach nishchat el lumnuyav. That when you shecht the Korban Pesach, you have to shecht it for those who are registered on the Korban Pesach. Yachol shachta shalol lumnuyav. You might think that if you shechted for people who are not registered on the Korban Pesach, okay, so you didn't do that mitzvah of shechting it for the sake of those who are registered, but it's still the Korban is still kosher. Tamalomar ishlu fiachlot tochosu hakosuf shana lav la'akev. That the Torah says it twice. This is a klal that we have by Kachim, that there's such a concept of shana lav la'akev, that when the Torah says something twice, that tells me that it's even ma'akev b'diavad, that not only is it a din l'chadchila, it's even going to be ma'akev b'diavad. So if you shech the Korban Pesach shalol l'menuyav, it's ma'akev b'diavad. V'iskish ochel l'menuyin, and the din of shechita shalol l'yochlev, which is derived from ishlo fiachlo, is linked with the din of shalol l'menuyin. So tell me that it's the same thing, that they have the same halachos. So isn't this a kasha? And Rav says that the Pesach is going to be kasher b'diavad, even though there's no one to eat it. Shalol l'yochlev, it should be pasul. It should be shana lav akasav la'akev. El Rav da'amak Rabbi Nassim, when Rav says that the Mishnah says that if you're Zorik, it's that in the case of the Mishnah, where the Basar is Tameh, that if you're Zorik the Dam anyway, that it's a valid Korban Pesach, the Achil is not Ma'akev, he's assuming like Rabbi Nassim, Damar Achil is Pesach from Lo Ma'akva. Rabbi Nassim is of the opinion that the Achil of the Korban Pesach is not Ma'akev. So therefore, even if the Basar became Tameh, if you shouldn't be Zorik the Dam, but if you were Zorik the Dam, it's going to be Kosher. Hey, Rabbi Nassim, where does Rabbi Nassim say such a thing? That the Achil is not going to be Ma'akev? Ile Maha Rabbi Nassim. And if it's the following statement of Rabbi Nassim, Ditanya, we have a bright Rabbi Nassim, Omer Minayin, Shekol Yisrael Yotzin bePesach Echad. How do I know that all of Klal Yisrael could be Yotzin with a single Korban Pesach? Wait a second, a Korban Pesach, a one-year-old little baby sheep, it's got no, barely any meat to it. How could all of Klal Yisrael be Yotzin? Clearly, not everybody is getting a kezayis if all of Klal Yisrael is using one Korban Pesach. So Talmud Lomer, how do I know that it works? Because the pasuk says, "V'shachto so kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arba'im." So we're medayik v'chi kol. Does everybody shecht one sheep? No, only one person does the shechita. We see from here that Kol Yisrael is Yotze with a single Korban Pesach. So one of them is shechting with the shlichus of all of them. So we're mekayim the pasuk v'shachto so kol kahal adas Yisrael. This is shluchus shel adam kamoso in the sugis and kiddushin where we try to derive what the source of shluchus Shalom Kamoso is, this is one of the sources. The fact that we could call it that the entire Kahal shechted it. How could you say the entire Kahal shechted it? Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. So it's from that Rabbi Nassim, from that statement of Rabbi Nassim that we learn that the Achil is not Ma'akev. Because with one sheep, obviously not everyone's getting a Kazayas, and yet they're all being Yotze. So it says, no, Dilma Shaini Hasam, Dimimashkihani Chazilahani, Vimashkihani Chazilahani. No, maybe over there, We're saying even though the Achilles Pesach is Ma'akev, still everyone could be Yotzei with one carbon Pesach, because if some of the people were to disassociate with that carbon, the other people would then be able to be to eat that carbon. It would be Ra'oi for them, and if other people would disassociate, other people would be able to have it. So it turned out that even though Lemaisa, no one disassociated, and everyone was registered on the same carbon, but the Pesach is technically Ra'oi La'achila for any member of Klal Yisrael, because they could always hold out hope that 99.99% of the rest of Klal Yisrael will disassociate with the carbon. So it's not a carbon that's not Ra'oi La'achila. The carbon is Ra'oi La'achila. It's just practically, as long as there remain so many registrants on it, it's not going to get a Maisa Achila, because no one's going to get a Kazayas. So that can't be the statement of Rabbi Nassan that tells us that Achila is not Ma'akev. Ella ha Rabbi Nassan. It must be a different statement of Rabbi Nassan. The following. Titanya, Nimnu alav Chabura Achas. Let's say you have a whole Chabura of people that associate with the Karm Pesach. V'chazru v'nimnu alav Chabura Acheres. And then another whole group of people comes and registers on that same Karban. So Rishonim Sheishan Kazayas Ochlin. The original people who register on the Karban at a time where if they just were to divide among themselves, they would all get a kazayis. They eat from the carbon pesach, upatur milas pesach sheni, and they don't have to do a pesach sheni. Achronim, the second group of people that added themselves when there was no more meat available, shein lem kazayis, ein ochlin, they don't get to eat because there was nothing left. The first guys were able to get kazayis each, and there was no meat left. V'chayav milas pesach sheni, and Tanakama says, and therefore that second group that tried to add themselves onto that carbon now have to do a pesach sheni. That pesach was not valid for them at all. But Rabbi Nassan Omer, Eilu ve'elu p'turin melasas Pesach Sheni, Shekvar Nizrak Adam. No, they're still Yotzei Pesach Sheni. They could still eat Pesach Sheni because they still rather are pater from Pesach Sheni because they were Yotzei with the Pesach Rishon. Granted, they couldn't eat anything from the Pesach Rishon because there was no meat left with the Pesach Rishon, but yet they had a Zrika. Ah, so that's Rabbi Nassan saying that the Achila is not Ma'akev. But still, Akati Dilma Shaini Asam, Dime Mashkihani, no, can't you say the same idea over there that the second group might hold out hope that the first group will disassociate? So they are ra'oi to eat that meat. It just happens to be that lemaisa they're not going to eat the meat. Imkain listen, hold v'ru'uyim limashich. Maishik kvar nizra kadam. No, then it should have said since they're ra'oi limashich, the other group might disassociate it. What does it mean when it says shekvar nizra kadam? Shemamina b'dam tali milsa avlachil lomakva. When it says shekvar nizra kadam, that's the Rabbi Nassan's way of saying that's all that matters. As long as it was Nizrak Adam, then they're Yotzei. I don't care whether there was an Achila or not. The whole point is that there was a Zrikas Adam, and as long as there's Zrikas Adam, then they're going to be Yotzei. My duchid rav demukin l'masnisin l'chadchila v'rabbi nasin nukmi k'rabban v'afil d'yevinami lo. Well, wait a second. Why would Rav go out of his way to say that our Mishnah is talking about the din of if the basar becomes tamei, that you're not Zorik the Dam, that's only din l'chadchila. But d'yevin, if you were Zorik the Dam, it would be kosher. Oh, who holds that p'dievet? If you're zorik the dam, even though the basar is totally invalid, it's kosher. Oh, our mission must be going like Rabbi Nassan. Why don't you just say simpler? Say that the mission is going even like the Rabbanan. You don't have to find a das yachid in Tanaim to associate our mission with. Say that our mission is going like the Rabbanan. And when the Mishnah says that if the basar is no good, you can't do the zrika, it means even p'dievet, you can't do the zrika. That the whole thing is no good. And that would fit beautifully. That would be exactly like the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Rav Masnisan Kashisei. The Lashon of the Mishnah bothered Rav. He had trouble fitting it with the Rabbanan. How so? It's not because the Mishnah says, why does the Mishnah say that if the Basar becomes Tamei, Ein Zorek Asadam? Listen, Pasul, why would you use the term Ein Zorek Asadam? Just say that the Pesach is Pasul. El Shemamina, Ein Zorek L'chila, V'dyevet Shaper Dami. In the words of the Mishnah, it sounded like the idea that when the Basar is no good, that you can't do the Zrika, that it's only Din L'chadchila not to do the Zrika. But B'dyevet, if you did the Zrika, that it would be valid. So who says that? Who says that it would be valid even if you did the Zrika, even though there was no basar for Achila? So that's where he had to attach it to Rabbi Nassan, that Rabbi Nassan holds that the Achila is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Nassan, Ish Lefi Achlo. Lamali, what does Rabbi Nassim get from Ish Lufi Achlo? What does it teach? Since the Achil is not Ma'akev, you shouldn't have to Shecht Dafka for someone who's Roi La'Achila. So what do you do with the Pasuk of Ish Lufi Achlo? So says Gemara, even according to Rabbi Nassim, where the Achil is not Ma'akev, to be in Gavr Duchazi La'Achila, you at least need someone who's a person who's Roi La'Achila to Shecht the Karban Pesach for. So Rabbi Nassim knows that the Achil is not Ma'akev, that's the Gabe the basar of the Pesach itself, that it doesn't have to, the basar doesn't need to be roi l'achila. If the basar is nitma, so then the Karban Pesach still will be kosher. But if there's no person, if it's a din of the gavra, if there's no person to eat it, then you're really going to have a problem if you don't have a person who's going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So now that we know the machlokas between Rabbi Nassim and the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Nassim holds that even if the basar is invalid, the Karban Pesach is still going to be kosher. The Rabbanan hold, no, if there's no basar, then the whole Karban Pesach is going to be invalid. So says the Gemara, let's see if we're going to go through a number of different brisos and see if these brisos necessarily must follow the sheet of Rabbi Nassim. Three different brisos, and each one is going to seem to indicate that Achila is not as important as we would have thought, so therefore we're naturally going to try to associate these brisos with Rabbi Nassim. So first, Man Tana L'Hadatan Rabbanan, who's the author of the following brisa? Shchata L'Yochav Yishach T'Karban Pesach, for people who are able to eat a kezayis, and but you do the Zrikas Hadam for people who are not able to eat a kezayis of that carbon. The carbon Pesach is kosher, and a person is Yotze is Chiyuv with that carbon Pesach. So the Gemara assumes that the Pesach is kosher means the Zrikas Hadam, the Haktaras HaChelev, is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. And nevertheless, even though you can't eat it, you're still Yotze is Chiyuv. So Kaman, name a Rabbi Nassim, Evil Rabbanan. Ah, that sounds exactly like Rabbi Nassim. That even though you can't eat it, the Pesach is still going to be kosher. Says Mar Noah, Afilu Teim Rabbanan. Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. No, it's even going like the Rabbanan. When we say the Pesach is kosher, it means it's kosher even to eat it, because the Machsheves Ochlin is not going to passel during the Zrika. So the fact that you did a Zrika, Shaloli Ochlav, is irrelevant. The Rabbanan will say that it could be eaten. Oh, once it could be eaten, so then of course the Karban Pesach is going to be kosher. So says Gemara, Man Tana Lahad Tan Rabbanan. What about a second brisa? Who's the author of the following brisa? Hareisha Yichol B'Shas Shchita. If a person was sick at the time of the Shchita and he's not able to eat from the Karban Pesach, V'Cholim B'Shas Zrika, and then he got better at the time of the Zrika, so he's able to eat from the Karban Pesach, or Cholim B'Shas Shchita V'Chol B'Shas Zrika. He was healthy at the time of the Shchita, but he got sick at the time of the Zrika. So ain shochtin v'zorkin alav ad sheichal mishas shchita v'atshas zrika. You cannot be shochet v'zorik the dam for him until he was healthy all the way through. So keman neimer rabbani v'lo Rabbi Nassim. That seems to be against Rabbi Nassim, because Rabbi Nassim holds the achil is not ma'akev. Says Mar Afilu Teim Rabbi Nassim gavra dechazi la'achil be'inan. Rabbi, it could even be going like Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim at least requires that you have a person who's roi la'achila. Rabbi Nassim says the meat doesn't have to be roi la'achila, but the person has to be roi la'achila. So then a final brisa. Man tana lahadatan rabbanan. Who's the author of the following brisa? Shchato b'tahara. If you shech the carbon pesach b'tahara, when the carbon is tar and the bilum is tar, v'achar kach nitmu abilum, and then before you did the zrika, the bilum became tamei. Yizarik adam b'tahara. You could be zarik the dam with kohanim who are tahar and klishares that are tar. Val ye'achal basar b'tuma, but do not eat the basar b'tuma. The bilum is yotzei the carbon pesach anyway. So come on, who's going to say to be zarik the dam, even though the owners of the carbon are tamei, and you know that they're not going to be able to eat it? What are you accomplishing when you zorik the dam if there's not going to be eating? So Amar Rav Lazar b'machlok eshnuya v'Rabbi Nassani. Oh, that's exactly like Rabbi Nassan, that the achila is not ma'akev. So Gemara says that no, not necessarily. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Teimer Rabbanan hi. It might be going like the Rabbanan. Hachma eskinan b'tzibur d'afilu b'tuma nami avdi. That must be that we're talking about b'tzibur where it could be done even betuma, and therefore even though the people are tameh, you could be zarek the dam, because the tzibur is still going to be able to, since the whole tzibur is tameh, people are still going to be able to eat the carbon pesach. Okay, we'll have to stop there and we'll continue that conversation about tzibur be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Was the Zoom schwach? I'm getting people are saying
have a great day.
Have a great day.